listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast Local News. I'm Rob McLeod. Cloudy with showers again today with the chance of a coastal thunderstorm and a top of 22 degrees. Here's what's making news for Tuesday, May 24. A wild stolen car rampage on the northern Gold Coast late yesterday. Free flu jabs for all Queenslanders. And full council is debating funding for the year ahead. Let's get into it. An 18-year-old man has been charged after a four-hour rampage around the northern Gold Coast in an allegedly stolen Mercedes-Benz station wagon. Police will allege the man stole the vehicle from Price Street in Narang just after 2 p.m. and was seen driving dangerously and erratically over the course of the next few hours. The car entered a Highland Park petrol station and drove into the glass front doors. At around 4:40 p.m, the stolen car was involved in a hit-and-run accident at Wurrungeri. It collided head-on with another vehicle. Thankfully, no one was injured. The vehicle then drove into the driveway of a Highland Park home around 5 p.m, smashing into the garage door before reversing out and colliding with a parked car. The driver then threatened a man and a woman in another car in Southport. When they refused to hand over the keys, he kicked their vehicle and took off in the stolen Mercedes. It was abandoned in Hanlon Street, Surfers Paradise, the driver running off before he was intercepted by police in Surfers Paradise Boulevard just after 6 p.m. The Highland Park man fronting court today on a total of six charges, including dangerous driving and attempted robbery. Cases of the flu have escalated around the Gold Coast and the rest of Queensland. There's been a jump from 1,800 to 4,000 in just a week, with the government now opting to make the flu vaccination free to drop transmission rates.
If we don't get a vaccinated community with the flu vaccine, we are going to see escalating numbers in our hospitals. So we need to do a preemptive strike now. We need to make sure we have this preventative measure in place.
That's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. The Gold Coast Mayor says today's full council will debate the need for specific funding on stage four of the light rail business case. Tom Tate says it makes business sense to get the light rail finished early.
The fastest growing city in Australia needs the infrastructure support to protect our lifestyle.
Petrol looks set to return to record levels as international factors continue to make an impact. The average price of unleaded on the Gold Coast is $2.06 a litre, the highest since late March. And CompSec economist Craig James says there's more rises to come.
China's zero COVID strategy, it's likely that Shanghai will come out of lockdown, and that will provide fresh upturn for the Chinese economy and demand for oil. And there's also the European Union ban on Russian oil potentially going to go ahead. And if that does, that will restrict the amount of supplies on the global market.
Updating sport now, and Phil Sammy and Moeki Fodueka have been sent for scans following the Titans' loss to Cronulla. Sammy sustained an injury to his left knee. Fodueka has an ankle injury. But in some good news for the Titans, David Fifita will be given every opportunity to prove his fitness tomorrow, returning from an MCL injury, while Brian Kelly has fully recovered from the flu. That's Gold Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, you can send us a message at news-goldcoast@sea.com.au. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now. Listener.